This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Mr. Guillermo Jacquian. Even though his Jacquian, his last name starts with Y, A for Apple, Q, U, I for India, A for Apple, N for Nancy. First name is Guillermo, G, U, I for India, L for Larry, L for Larry, E for Europe, R, M for Mary, O. Date is February 24, 2025, period Niperacral. He's a 50-year-old male patient who approximately 1 month ago started noticing epigastric discomfort while running, period Niperacral. Patient says that he can run about 4 to 5 miles in about 45 minutes, period. He started noticing this epigastric discomfort, which would be, which he cannot describe, and which would subside in a few seconds, period. While he is running, this symptom would continue, and sometime he will have a symptom off and on for half an hour. And in that half an hour, it may happen 5 to 6 times. Sometime it happens once or twice, period. He also does some push-ups on the days when he does not run, period. He runs for 2 to 3 days in a week, and other days he will do push-ups, period. Also, his work involves lifting heavier items at times, and he may have to lift 65 to 70 pound water containers, period. This is not every day, this happens sometime, and he has been doing this physical activity for last 5 to 6 years, period. He works in a drinking water shipping lab. Drinking water shipping, SHI, P for Peter, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, G, lab, L-A-B, period. He denies chest pain, coma, chest tightness, or chest heaviness, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of any palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, coma, edema of feet, or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G in capital letters, period. I in capital letters, period. He says his functional capacity is good, period. New paragraph. Past history. Recently, when he was evaluated in emergency room on February 16, 2025, he was reported to have high blood pressure with the systolic blood pressure of 150 millimeters of mercury, period. No past history of hypertension, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. History of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Social history, he does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of alcohol or coffee, period. He takes about 2 cans of beer on Friday and 2 cans of beer on Saturday, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Personal history, patient is 5 feet 8 inch tall. His weight is 161 pound. And he works in a shipping department, SHIPPING department of the drinking water lab. L for Larry, A for Apple, B for Boy, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 150/94 mm Hg, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI, cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. S2 is physiologically split, period. There is 1 plus S4, period. There is an ejection systolic leak, period. No ejection systolic murmur noted, period. No S3 and no S4, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry sequel on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. The abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable in epigastric area on a deeper palpation, which may be because of the patient is not overweight, period. Patient had a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast on February 16, 2025, and he reported fatty liver but no other significant abnormality, period. No other significant gastrointestinal abnormality noted on clinical evaluation. Period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted. Period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit. Period, new paragraph. EKG, heart rate 58 beats per minute and no significant abnormality noted. Period, new paragraph. The analysis, the patient, epigastric discomfort, symptom on exertion is difficult to analyze, and it could be due to heart supplanis too. Do coronary calcium score to evaluate for any coronary artery disease in view of patient. Blood pressure is not controlled and he has a history of hypercholesterolemia, period. Plan is to do coronary calcium score, the echocardiogram to evaluate for left ventricular systolic function and also right ventricular function in view of epigastric discomfort on exertion, plus uncontrolled hypertension, and evaluate for any structural valve problem. Valve, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, period. After the control of the blood pressure, the stress test would be considered, period. The since patient had a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, there is no suggestion of abnormal aorta finding. Plan is to observe the patient, and depending on the results of the workup and response to treatment, further management will be planned. Period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, recurrent epigastric discomfort, etiology unclear. Next line number two, hypertension stage 2 in Roman numerals and uncontrolled. Next line number three, history of hypercholesterolemia, period. Next line, new paragraph. For the control of blood pressure, patient was started on losartan, L for Larry, O, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, 100 milligram PO once a day, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram PO once a day, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet, period. He was asked to decrease his activity level by about 20 to 25% to see whether he can avoid the epigastric discomfort, period. He was advised to monitor his blood pressure closely at home, and he was given detailed instruction about the proper blood pressure measuring technique, which he understood well, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Pitadia.